Okay, Dov, good morning. We are beginning a new chapter, a new parak. Today's daf is daf Ayin Chet, daf 78. We are starting the new chapter. Today's class should be for the refuah shalom al chulim. Ubichlalam chemda brachah hadutana menachan mukavah rifka sarabat monir shalom sarah David Marachel yafah b'davar rifka b'davar rifka b'davar shalom sarah farim yafah b'davar chana yafah b'davar yafah b'davar yafah chayes yafah b'davar chana simcha b'in makah miriam b'davar chavi b'davar chana liana b'davar omer yafah sabat amar sabat chana gabri gida b'davar bracha tan b'nei sims kamadim yafah b'davar makah yeshava b'nei yata ariel b'nei yafah yosef b'nei deborah shalom shalom b'nei na yosef b'nei yafah daniel b'nei na simcha b'nei na Ephraim and Amagil and Akil wish to the Nook, Kilu, Alain of Gabin Yam, Kabir Shaman Hamakama for the Sarah Sham Simahan Abiram Ka, Eliana Sarah Shana, Shem Ben Ahuni, Naomi, Madavdil and Mishma David Ben Eliyahu, Benamin Ben Itzhak, Liadina but the Frame Shuman Mishael, Ramakabadan, Baz Ben Abraham, Dinava Taharon Tamar, Birachabad Abraham, Moshe Ben Rafael Sarah, but the Sabbath of Dil, Herayon Deborah, Bat Miriam. Okay, we're starting a new chapter, 78A, Ain Chet Amud Aleph. This new chapter is titled "Ha'isha Shenaflula Nechasim." If a woman, she received an inheritance of properties. So now it's a very big subject. Depending on, just to give a 1 minute quick introduction, depending on when she received this inheritance, it was before she got engaged, after she got engaged, before she got married, after she got married, depending on when the stage was that she received it, that would have an effect on if it really belongs to her or if it's under the husband's jurisdiction and she cannot just take it and go and do whatever she wants with it. So the Mishnah begins and says, "Ha'isha shenaflu la nechasim," if a woman, she fell an inheritance of properties, until she got engaged. Before she got engaged, she fell this inheritance of properties. So the Mishnah says, "Modim Beit Shammai uBeit Hillel shemocheret veNotenet veKayam." Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel both agree in that case, since it was before engagement, she can sell it, she can give it away as a gift, and it is considered Kayam. It stands. It's not a batel. It stands as a gift or as a sale, and there is no problem. Okay, good morning. Naflu la mishenit arsa. If inheritance fell to her after she got engaged. So now we have a machloket. Beit Shammai, Omri Beit Shammai say, Timkor, you can sell it, you're allowed to sell it, Techatchila. Beit Hillel, Omri Beit Hillel say, Lo Timkor, you're not allowed to sell it, Techatchila. But Elu Ve'elu Modim, but both of them agree, She'im Machera Ve'natina Kayam, that if you sold the properties that you received as an inheritance after engagement, or you gave it away as a gift, Bedi'avad, it still counts. So Techatchila is a machloket, Bedi'avad, after the fact, it counts. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amru Chachamim Tnei Rabban Gamliel. They said in front of Rabban Gamliel, Ho'il v'zacha be'isha lo yizkeh b'nechasim. What? He merited to this woman. He engaged her. She became his arusa. He's not going to merit to her properties. How is she allowed to sell the properties? And according to Beit Shammai, even lechatchila, even initially, even ideally, she can go and sell it under no conditions. Amar lahem. So he said back to them, Rabban Gamliel responded, "Ala chadashim anu boshim. On the new properties, we are embarrassed. Ela she'atem megalgelim aleinu et hayeshanim. But you are turning around the old properties against us. Well, what is this line? This line is going to be used multiple times in today's daf alone. So this line, we have to understand what the line means to understand the whole daf. So Rashi says, "Ala chadashim shenaflu la mishenisit." After she got married, these are new properties. So on the new properties, what are you telling us? That if after she got married, she fell an inheritance to her of properties, if she goes and sells it, anu boshim, we're embarrassed from what you taught us. We're embarrassed that you say that the husband can go and take it away from the buyers and say, this doesn't belong to you, it belongs to me. Because we were married when she got this inheritance. Mm. Right? On the new properties, we don't even agree with you. Right? So you're going to come and try to tell us by the old properties. What are the old properties? So if the new properties are after they got married, the old properties must be only after they got engaged. Right, so on the old properties, you're going to come and try to tell us that no, really, she's not allowed to sell it. She's allowed to do whatever she wants at that point. Let's see Rashi. Anu boshim, ma ra'u chachamim lomar. Why did the chachamim say, im machera v'natana habal motzi miyad alokochot? That after they got married, if she received an inheritance and she sold it, then the husband can come and take it away from the buyers. Who said? Kedinana kaman matnitin. It's going to teach. We're going to see later on in Mishnah. So, it seems like they're disagreeing even with the case of after marriage receiving inheritance, how much more so before marriage. So that's how they respond to this, and this phrase is going to be used. So naflu la mishenisit, if let's say they had inheritance fall to her after they got married, elu ve elu modim, they both agree, both opinions agree, that she'im machera v'natena shehabal motzi miyad alakochot. That if she sold it or if she gave away those properties, that the husband can come and take it away from the buyers. It belongs to me. It fell during my jurisdiction. It belongs to my property. Ad shelo niseh. If let's say she received these properties and she sold it before they got married, they were engaged but not married. Veniset, and then they got married. So Rabban Gamliel Omer, im machera venatena kayam, if she sells it or gives it away, it stands. Meaning she got engaged, okay? Then she received these properties, then they got married, and then she sells them or gives them away. So Rabban Gamliel says that sale stands. So Amar Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, Rabbi Chanina says, Amruch lifnei Rabban Gamliel. He said in front of Rabban Gamliel, Ho'il v'zachab be'isha lo yizke b'nechasim. What? He merited to get this wife. Now she's an arusa to him. What? Now he doesn't merit her properties that she receives? These nichsei melog, right? We learned also.
She's nesua already at this point, yes?
In this case, she becomes nesua after she received the property.
Right.
Right?
She's married.
So over here, it's his wife. If it's his wife, then he should be inheriting all the properties. Right? There's something called Nichsei Melog, and there's something called Nichsei Tzonu Barzel. Nichsei Melog is an inheritance that she receives from her father's home, from the father's estate. So that inheritance goes to her. Now it depends. If she's married, now it goes under the jurisdiction of the husband. So the husband has the jurisdiction to say what he wants.
He has the fruits.
No? Right. But the Nichsei Tzonu Barzel is the properties that she brings into the marriage, those go to the husband. That's something else. We're talking about the Nichsei Melog. Okay? So the Gemara is saying, if he merited to get the wife, he doesn't merit her properties. So Amar Laem, he said back to them, Ala Chadashim Anu Boshim, again, on the new properties, we worry, we're embarrassed, that we don't agree with you. Ela She'atem Megalgalim Aleinu Yeshanim, you're trying to tell us about the old properties, the ones that happened, that she received after she got engaged, that she can't sell those either? Rabbi Shimon cholek bein nechasim lenechasim. Rabbi Shimon brings a chidush. Rabbi Shimon says, I am going to differentiate between the type of property. Nechasim hayeduin lebal. If it's a property that is known to the husband, we're going to see in the Gemara what this is. Rashi tells us, the Gemara will explain. So if it's known to the husband, lo timkor. She's not allowed to sell it. V'machera v'natena batel. And if she did sell it, it does not count. It goes back to the husband. She'inan yeduin lebal. But if it was properties that are not known to the husband, lo timkor, she cannot sell it, but lechatchila, ideally, lechatchila means ideally. But diavad, v'im machira, after the fact, if she sold it, v'natena, or she gave it away as a gift, kayam, that would stand. So the difference would be if it's a known property to the husband, or it's not a known property to the husband. And we're going to see in the Gemara, on the Amud Bet, what that is exactly. Okay? Gemara, we brought, in the beginning of the Mishnah, a case that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel both agree. Okay, now we'll bring, and then later in the Mishnah, we brought a case in the Mishnah that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel do not agree, right? The first part of the Mishnah was saying, if she receives a property before Erusin, then no machloket, she can sell it. If she received it after Erusin, there's a machloket. Beit Shammai says you can sell it. Beit Hillel says, ideally you shouldn't sell it. But diavad, after the fact, if you sold it, it's okay. So the Gemara says, Maishna Risha de lo pligi. Why in the beginning of the Mishnah are they not arguing? And why at the end of the Mishnah they are arguing? So the Gemara says, Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai, they said in the Beit Midrash, in the Academy of Rabbi Yanai, Resha Bischuta Naflu. In the beginning of the Mishnah, it was before an engagement, so it fell under her jurisdiction. That's where the properties fell. Seifa, the latter part of the Mishnah, is after they got engaged, after Erusin, Bischuto Naflu. Even though it fell to her, it fell under his jurisdiction. So once it's under his jurisdiction, now there's a machloket. So the Gemara says, "Im bischuto naflu." If it fell under his jurisdiction, ki machira v'natana amai kayam. If he gave it away, if he sold it or gave it away, why does that count? Even b'diavad, even after the fact, I don't understand. And it doesn't make any sense because if you're saying it's in his jurisdiction, she should not have any jurisdiction to be able to sell it or give it away. So the Gemara says, "Ela reisha v'day bischuta naflu." The beginning of the Mishnah must be it fell under her jurisdiction. Now we have a question on the Seifa. Seifa, the latter part of the Mishnah, Emar bischutan, Emar bischuto. You could say that it fell under her jurisdiction, you could say it fell under his jurisdiction. Lechatchila lo timkor, so ideally you shouldn't sell it. V'im achera v'natana kayam, and if you did sell it, b'di'avad, after the fact it would count. That's the explanation. So we don't know if it's really under her or his jurisdiction after Erusin, because she's not really fully married to him yet. But still, she is considered his wife, so therefore it's a safek, and that's why we would say, ideally you shouldn't sell it. end of the Amud. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Amru lifnei Rabban Gamliel, they said in front of Rabban Gamliel, right, we said in our Mishnah that they asked Rabban Gamliel, hey, if he merits to this wife, he doesn't merit to her properties. So the Gemara says, Ibailuhu. We have a question over here. Rabbi Yehuda al Khatkhila or Adiyavad, was Rabbi Yehuda going on the ideal question? Or is it going on the bidiyavad question? Meaning, we had a machloket, right? Beit Shammai said, you can even sell it lechatchila, ideally. Beit Hillel said, no, ideally you shouldn't sell it. But bidiyavad, after the fact, if she sold it, it's okay. So, is he questioning Beit Shammai? Or is he questioning Beit Hillel? Is he questioning Beit Shammai and saying, how can you say lechatchila, you can sell it? Or is he questioning Beit Hillel and he's saying, even bidiyavad, if it wasn't her jurisdiction, how can it be okay? So the Gemara says, Tashema. Come and listen. The Tanya, we're starting the Baraita. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amru Lifnei Rabban Gamliel. They said in front of Rabban Gamliel, Ho'il vezo ishto. Since this is his wife, and this is his wife. This one is his Nesua wife, and this is his Arusa wife. They're one and the same, whether he's engaged or married wife. There's a Girsa over here. It says, Ma lo, ma zol, machera. Just like this woman, if she sells her property, batel. Meaning if a married woman sells her inheritance that she received, it doesn't count. So too, an engaged woman, machera batel, if she sells her property, it's batel. Meaning, it sounds like it's going even on the bidiyavad case. Saying on Beit Hillel's case, you say that even after the fact the sale counts. He's saying, no, it doesn't. The sale does not count whatsoever. So Amar Lahan, he responded back to them, Rabban Gamliel, again, third time on the daf, Ala chadashim anu boshim, ela she'atem megalgalim aleinu yashanim. On the new properties, we are embarrassed. On the old properties, you're trying to come and grab us on the old properties, saying that she cannot sell the old properties. How about, well, we don't agree with you on the new properties after marriage. You're going to tell us the old properties before marriage that she can't sell? So obviously this sounds like Shema Mina. It must be teaching us the Avad Ka Amar Shema Mina. That it's only after the fact. He was questioning the stating of after the fact, if the sales should count after the fact or not. And that's what he was questioning. Tanya, Usan the Braita. Amar Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya says, Lo kach heshivan Rabban Gamliel l'chachamim. This is not what the Rabban Gamliel said to the Chachamim. Rather, Ela kach heshivan, this is how he answered them. Lo, im amartem ben Nisua. If you're telling me a case of a married woman, you're comparing a married and an engaged woman. Sheken ba'ala zachai b'mitziata. A husband, by a married woman, he merits to all of her findings, all of her earnings, and he can annul her vows. But, Tomru ba'arusa, we're going to say the same thing with an engaged woman. She'in ba'ala zachai lo b'mitziata, v'lo b'maseyadea, v'lo b'afara nedarea. The husband, only through erusin, he does not merit to her findings, not to her earnings, and not to annul her vows. So if you say that's the case, then how can you compare an arusa and a nisua? They're completely different. So Amru lo, they said back to him, Rebbe, this is the answer. Rebbe, machera, this is a girsa over here. Machera ad shelo niset. If she sold it until she got married, niset. So you're answering the question, sorry, you're answering the question of machera ad shelo niset. If she sold it until she got married, I mean before marriage she sold it. I understand your answer. But nised v'achar kach machera mahu. But if she got married and then only afterwards she sold the properties, how do you answer that case? She's under the husband's jurisdiction. How can she sell the properties? So Amar Lehu, he said back to them, af zo mocheret v'notenet v'kayam. Even this woman, after marriage, she's allowed to sell it and she can give it away or she can give it away as a gift and her sale counts. So Amru Lehu, they said back to him, ho'il v'zachab be'ishad lo yizke b'nechasim. He merited to a wife. He doesn't get to merit to her properties. How can she just sell the properties away that she got? So Amar Lahem, a fourth time on the daf, he said back to them, Ala chadashim anu boshin. On the new properties that we receive after marriage, we don't agree with you. You're coming and tell us, you're coming and asking us about the old properties that she received after engagement. So meaning, I don't agree with you on the new properties after marriage. You're going to come and tell me the old properties that she received after engagement. Those properties you can't sell? Of course you can sell those. But the Gemara asked a question. We taught in the Mishnah, Ad Shiloni said, if she received the properties after engagement, before marriage, v'niset, and then she got married. Rabban Gamliel says, Im machera v'natana kayam. If, the word if is very important over here, if she sold it or she gave it away, then it stands. V'diavad, not lachatchila. What did Rabban Gamliel just say over here? Mocheret v'notenet v'kayam. She can sell it, even ideally. But in the Mishnah, Rabban Gamliel didn't say that. Rabban Gamliel says after engagement, She should only sell it, only if she did sell it, it's okay. But she shouldn't do it ideally. So which one is it? Rav Gamliel, you're contradicting yourself.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Zavid, Tane, Mocheret, Venotenet, Vekayam. Okay, yeah, you're right, we made a mistake. You should teach, fix what he said, and teach, you can sell it even ideally. That's what Rav Gamliel meant in the Mishnah. So Rav Papa comes and says, how can you change the Mishnah? There's no way you can do that. Right? Rav Papa Amar, how do we know he's disagreeing? Because it says his name first. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa disagrees. Anytime it says the name first, usually it's coming to disagree with the previous opinion. Mm-hmm. He says, Lakashya, it's not difficult. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Aliba de Rabban Gamliel. Ha Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, Aliba de Rabban Gamliel. It's a difference of opinions in the name of Rabban Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabban Gamliel, right, Rashi says, the Mishnah that said that if you sell it, it counts. B'diavad, that was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, he said, no, even lechatchila you're allowed to sell it. So it's a difference of opinions of how they heard it in the name of Rabban Gamliel. So the Gemara now comes to ask, okay, you're saying that Rabbi Chanina is of the opinion that you can sell it even lechatchila, right? You're allowed to sell it after, if you received inheritance after engagement, she's allowed to sell it even ideally. Who is that opinion that we followed? Who is that opinion? We had a machlokin in the Mishnah. Beit Shemai versus Beit Hillel. Beit Shemai said, even lechatchila you can sell it. Beit Hillel said, no, only after the fact. You shouldn't sell it ideally. So now the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Chanina is going like Beit Shemai. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya ke Beit Shemai? What, Rabbi Chanina is going like Beit Shemai? We know Beit Shemai in front of Beit Hillel. Eina halakha. Beit Shemai has never beat Beit Hillel. Only in 6 certain cases in all of Shash, and this is not one of them. So how can you say halakha is like Beit Hillel, Beit Shemai? So the Gemara says, Hachika Amar. This is what he meant to say. Lo nechalku Beit Shammai Beit Hillel advar zeh. No, Beit Shammai Beit Hillel are not even arguing on this. Really, Beit Shammai Beit Hillel both agree that you can really sell it ideally. You can even ideally sell it. Now what our Mishnah said? You can lechatchila, you can sell it. Now the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel, Rav and Shmuel both say, the Amri Tarvai.
Is that her? I mean, did she got married?
She got engaged, and then she received inheritance. Okay. So now, the question is, if through
before
engagement,
marriage.
Before marriage.
Okay.
Question is, if through engagement, if that jurisdiction goes to the husband yet or not. So he's saying no. So now the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel Damri Tarvaihu. They both say, Bein Shenaflula Nechasim Ad Shelo Nitarsa, whether she got the properties before she got engaged, Bein Shenaflula Nechasim Mishenitarsa, or she got the properties after she got engaged, Veniset, and then she got married, Habal Motzi Miyad Alakochot. The husband can go and take away from the buyers. Doesn't matter. He can always go and take it away. This is a very important line, because now he's answering all of our questions. So the Gemara says, Keman, who do you hold like, right? This is the Gemara's question. Which opinion are you following? Deloka Rabbi Yehuda, Udur Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. You're following neither opinion, right? Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, no Rashi. But Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina, we're having a machloket if you can do it bidyavad or lechatchila. He's saying that even if you did it, after the fact, it doesn't count. You can go and take it away from the buyers. Which opinion does this follow? It's not Rabbi Yehuda, and it's not Rabbi Chanina. So which opinion does it follow? So the Gemara comes to say, which opinion is it following? The Gemara says, Inhu de Amri ke Rabboteinu. They say, like our teachers, like the Rabboteinu. Detanya, as the Braita says, Rabboteinu is in Baba Kama. Rabboteinu nimnu, chazru ve nimnu. The Rabboteinu came, our teachers came, and they revoted and said, Bein shenaflula ad shelo titares, ubein shenaflula mishenit arsa, veniset, habal motzi miyad alakochot. Whether she received the properties before engagement or after engagement, and then she got married, no matter what, the man can come and take it away from the buyers.
When is she selling?
She's
selling after engagement. For
right,
sure.
Yes, it must be. Because if she's not engaged yet, then there's
right.
No question.
Right.
So that's how he explains that he's holding like the Rabboteinu. Now the Gemara comes to quote our Mishnah. Mishnah Niset, Elu Elu Modim. Once she got married, everybody agrees that the husband can come and take it away from the buyers. So the Gemara says, Lema Tanina, Le Takanat Usha. Maybe what the Gemara is trying to say is we're learning from the establishment of Usha. So the Gemara says, Da Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Chanina, Be Usha Hitkinu, in Usha, in the city of Usha, they establish, Ha'isha Shem Machra V'Nechse Melog, if the woman comes and sells the properties of the Melog that she inherits, B'chaye Bala, in the lifetime of her husband, Vameta, and then she dies, Habal motzi miyad alakochot. The husband can go and take it away from the buyers. So what does it sound like? It's exactly the same case. If she comes and sells it, the husband can go and take it away from the buyers. It's the exact same case as our case. Maybe it's coming to teach the case of the establishment in the city of Usha. The Gemara says, no. Matnitin our Mishnah bechayea ula perot. Our Mishnah was talking about during her lifetime, she didn't die, and it's for the fruits of the land. The fruits that come from the land. Whereas Takanat Usha, the establishment of Usha, is talking about what? Begufa shel karka. It's talking about the property itself. And ulachar mita, it's talking about after her death. So it's a completely different case. We're not learning from that case. We're not talking about that case at all. That's a case of after the death. And in the case of the properties, our case is different. Then the Mishnah then said, Rabbi Shimon cholek bein nechasim lenechasim. Rabbi Shimon differentiates between different properties, whether the husband knew about them or not. So what does that mean? Elohen yeduin ve'elohen sheinan yeduin. This is what it means to be known to the husband or not. Amar Rabbi Yosei, but Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yosei, the son of Rabbi Chanina, says, yeduin mekarkae. Known properties are literal property. Whereas sheinan yeduin, not known properties, metaltalin, movable properties. Comes Rabbi Yochanan and says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar. How do we know he's disagreeing? Says the name first. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, Elu ve'elu yeduin hen. Both of those are talking about known properties. Whether it's a real property or it's a movable property, the husband knows about them. That's not the case. Ve'ela, what is it coming to teach us? Ve'elu hen she'inan yeduin. These are the properties that are not known to the husband. Kol she'yoshevet kan v'naflu lanechasim medinat hayam. If she's sitting in one city, and she has an inheritance fall to her in another state, in another overseas country, overseas, and nobody knows about, that is not known to the husband. So if she sells that, she shouldn't sell it ideally, but if she does, it counts. Tanya Nameachi, just to finish off, Braita, just like this, Elu she'en she'enam yeduin, these are the properties that are not known to the husband. Kol she'yoshevet kan v'naflu nechasim medinat hayam. If she's sitting in one place, and an inheritance falls to her in another place, she cannot sell it ideally, but b'diavad, if she sold it, that would count. Okay, we're going to stop there. Just do 1 minute recap on the daf. We started with a new Mishnah, a new chapter, really. So the new Mishnah started out talking about if a woman receives an inheritance before engagement, after engagement, before marriage, after marriage, all of the differences when it's considered under her jurisdiction, when it's considered under husband's jurisdiction, and the lechatchila bediavad difference. If ideally she can sell it, or even, or only bediavad she can sell it, or even not, she can't sell it whatsoever. We had all of those different cases in our Mishnah and the Gemara. Then the second, when the Gemara began, the Gemara said, we're trying to understand the difference between the beginning of the Mishnah and the end of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah said a case of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel agreeing, because it was before Erusin, before engagement, when she received the properties. But then they disagreed if it was after engagement. So the Gemara tried to understand why there's any difference between their opinions, and the Gemara came and said, because it depends on the jurisdiction. If the jurisdiction is under the woman, she can sell it. If it's under the husband, now it's a machloket if she can sell it or not. Part number three of the daf was Amud Bet, which is really talking about if it's a bidyavad or lechatchila, if it's the sale count, if she can sell it even ideally, or it's only after the fact, if the sale is only after the fact. That was the machlokah we had in our Mishnah all the way to the Gemara. Part number four of the daf, as we moved down on the daf, was really all going back on our Mishnah. And the Gemara said, whether benkach or benkach, no matter what, the Gemara brought a conclusion saying, from Rabotenu, from our teachers, that the husband can go and take away from the buyers. That was number four. And then the end of the daf was really just going on the machloket, from where, what are considered properties that are not known to the husband. So the Gemara ended off with the opinion that saying that not known properties are properties that she inherits across the sea, over the seas, and that the husband does not know about, that lechatchila she shouldn't sell those, but b'diavad, after the fact, if she did sell them, the sale would count. Baruch Adonai l'olam, amen v'amen.